without going on. Okay? So suppose I do the following. I give you the number 75. I'm telling you that I'm going to show you five numbers. Is 75 the largest number I'm going to show you? You can either take it now or lose it forever. Okay? Is it the largest number that I'm going to show you? Who here says yes? Who here says no? Okay? Well, let's say no. Is 14 the largest number you're going to see? Well, no. 33, no. 88, is 88 the largest I'm going to see? Okay. Who says yes? Who says no? Yes? Well, you lose, okay? In fact, 92 was the largest one you've ever seen. Okay? So the problem is, actually, given a set of numbers that you're going to be seeing, you know you're going to see n of them over your lifetime. They're coming to you into some arbitrary order. How do you find the largest number in that set? Okay? This, I claim, is the most important algorithm problem you will ever solve. Why is that? Okay? Because it relates to a problem of matching. Okay? How do you find the optimal spouse? Okay? What is the situation that we would like to discuss here? Okay? In general, okay, the way that you find a spouse, at least the way that I did, okay, was that you meet somebody, you evaluate them for a while, and then you have to make a decision. Is this the person I marry? Okay, or do I tell the person, no, you're not the one I'm going to marry? Okay? Ideally, what I could say is, I might want to marry you, but wait here while I look at some other people. Okay? Does not work. Okay? At least I never found that worked. Okay? So the question I have for you now is a strategy question. Okay? Over the course of a dating lifetime, okay, you will date N people. Okay? You can just figure out that basically by how many times, how fast you date people, how fast you evaluate them, which is a personal thing, and how long you would possibly hope to go dating. Okay, if you can date five people a year, and you want to date for at most 20 years, then N is 100, okay? So the question now goes, how, without peeking ahead and without being able to go back, do I determine what's the largest one that I can do? Okay? This, I claim, is exactly the problem that we have. Again, matching Hall's marriage theorem is one way. This is a slightly different situation, because here you're not explicitly in conflict with other people. What is the strategy that you should use to find the optimal spouse? Okay, can anybody give me an idea for what a reasonable strategy might be? Okay. Does anybody have any proposals? Okay, for how you might go about looking to maximize your chances of getting the best one? Okay? Okay, what would be a reasonable strategy to try to do? Okay? Well, my claim would be that the basic optimal strategy, okay, is going to be something like this. Okay? I will sample some fraction of people, okay? Date them and reject them to get some kind of an idea as to what the pool is like. Okay? Suppose, let's say, I have N people that I could date, and I use the high school sweetheart strategy, where I marry the first one I see. What's the probability that I end up with the best one of the N? Okay? 1 over N. What if I use the reluctant bachelor strategy, where I put this off as long as possible? What's the likelihood I end up with the best one? 1 out of N. Okay? What if, on the other hand, I use the date the first, okay, N over 2, and reject them all, okay, and now pick the first person that's better than the best person I have ever seen, okay? What is the likelihood here that I end up with the best person overall, okay? Can somebody give me a scenario under which I do end up with the best person overall? if I reject the first N over two people and then go on to pick, and then pick the first person better than anyone I got? Under what condition will I, can someone give me a situation under which I get the best one? When the N by plus two by one is the best, that's certainly true. Okay, but how often will that happen? One out of N times, so that's not a good enough reason to believe it's going to work out well for me. Under what condition will I win here? I will win if the second best person, okay, is in the first half of the pool, and the first best person is in the second half of the pool. Right? Does everybody agree with that? Because once I've seen the second best person, I'm not going to stop for anybody here until I see number one, right? So what's the probability of this situation happening? Well, there's a one-half chance number two is in the first half, right? And a one-half chance that number one is in the second half, okay? So I claim that with a probability of at least one-fourth, okay, using this strategy, I end up with the best, okay? And in fact, it's a little bit higher than that. There's other situations where I might win. Like, for example, suppose that the best person in this first half was number three, and number one occurs better before number two here, right? That way I'd also win, okay? So in fact, I claim that a sampling and then pick better than the best is the optimum strategy to maximize my chances of getting the best, okay? And I don't want to go through the analysis, okay? But in fact, actually, you can prove that the optimum strategy is not when you reject a half of them, but when you reject approximately 1/8 of them, where E was 2.718, okay? 1 over E was about 38% or something like that. So the right strategy, if you want to think of it that way, okay, is to reject the first one, to date and reject the first 1/8 of your life, and then pick the best that you can after that. Okay? Any questions about that? Okay? I won't say I'll leave it for you as a homework, okay? But it's something to think about. Okay, what's the probability, though, on this strategy that you never marry anybody? That's sort of the catch here, if you want to think about it this way. What's the probability that you never marry anybody if we wait for the 1/8 of the life and then reject, take the first person better than anybody we've seen so far? Well, 1 over E, if the top person happened to be in the first 1 over E slot, then you spend your whole life looking for someone better, and you ain't going to find anyone better, okay? So there is actually a risk with this strategy, okay? If you insist on getting number one, there's a good chance that you go home, okay, alone, okay? So anyway, any questions about this? Again, this is a strategy I used, and I got married about a year and a half ago, and it works, okay? Any questions? Okay, so first of all, what's the status of the rep sheet? Who has the sign-up sheets? Okay, who here has not signed up for a presentation on the sign-up sheet? Go back to the sign-up sheet, sign up for a presentation slot, okay? See you guys next week. You got 4 minutes. I'll see you guys next week for your presentation. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Professor?
Can you guys hear me now? Or?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
We can hear ourselves.
Can you hear us?
Let's think about this thing. Tell you what.
Email. Yeah.
Okay. Tell you what. Why don't we say this? You give me a call in my office. At 4 p.m. Okay. I will be there. Okay. One of you, all of you, get in the room.
Right.
Right, I definitely can't hear that.
But they can hear you.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
These guys are good. Okay, let's talk.
I'm not sure. Who is this? Who is this guy? I don't have this name.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see what I can do with that. I don't know what that means, but I'll keep that in mind.
This one.